There's a voice more powerful than any preacher, I was told. There was a voice more powerful than any preacher. And I said, oh, I know that. I'm pretty sure of that. A few years ago, I was standing in the narthex and waiting before Mass. Wasn't vested yet, about 20 minutes before Mass. And I heard the more powerful voice than any preacher. It was what we affectionately call the mom voice. And I was standing out there looking around, you know, being attentive to prayers, not making noise or anything, of course. And I heard all of a sudden a mom voice say, Benjamin! And I stood up straight, straightened my hair, wanted to fix, until I realized that the Benjamin in question was a good 35 years younger than me. Even so, the mom voice, even though it wasn't my mom's voice, the mom voice has power, the mom's voice has authority, the mom's voice commands action. You know, Mark tells us that when Jesus came to the synagogue in Capernaum, he spoke with authority. Jesus wasn't like the scribes, he wasn't like the regular preachers they heard. He had authority. Jesus had power, he was different from the others. There was something special about his voice. The people in the synagogue at Capernaum liked to hear the voice of Jesus, but the demons didn't. The unclean spirits didn't like the voice of Jesus. They recognized that voice and they recognized the power within that voice. They didn't like the voice of Jesus. And that's why they cried out in the synagogue at Capernaum, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. What have you to do with us? Have you come to destroy us? The demons, see, they like to hold people in bondage. The demons want to make slaves. Jesus Christ wants to make sons and daughters for his Father. Jesus wants to set the people free because the voice of Jesus Christ brings freedom. His voice brought freedom from illness. There was the man born blind. There was the woman with the hemorrhage. There was Peter's mother-in-law. There were the 10 lepers. There was the centurion's servant. The voice of Jesus Christ brings freedom from illness. And his voice brought freedom from sin and from isolation. There was the woman at the well and the woman caught in adultery. There was Simon the fisherman who said to Jesus, Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. There were his individual disciples whom he formed into a community. The voice of Jesus Christ brings freedom from isolation and sin. Little girl, I say to you, arise. Lazarus, come out. The voice of Jesus Christ brought freedom from death. There was something special about the voice of Jesus. It carried power. It carried authority. The voice of Jesus Christ carries the power to overcome illness, to overcome isolation and sin, and to overcome death. For death will fall silent forever before the voice of him who says, I am the resurrection and the life. The voice of Jesus Christ brings freedom from death and freedom to all. And the voice of Jesus echoes. Nearly 6 years ago, when Bishop Jugas installed me in this church, he took me on a tour from the chair to the altar to the tabernacle to the baptismal font, not to the checkbook, interestingly enough, to the open doors and to the door of my confessional. And he looked at me and he said, Hear, Father. By the word of absolution that you will speak, by the word of absolution carried by your voice, you will break the chains of sin that bind your people so that they might live in the freedom of the children of God. The voice of Jesus Christ echoes in his apostles and in his disciples. We echo the voice of Jesus. For when a mother speaks a word of comfort to a sick child, she echoes the voice of Jesus Christ. When a father speaks a word of forgiveness, he echoes the voice of Jesus Christ. When we speak a word of consolation and hope to the grieving, we echo the voice of Jesus Christ. And when we gather to celebrate the Eucharist, when we are assembled as a body, We speak to the Father with the voice of Jesus Christ. His voice has power. His voice has authority. The voice of Jesus Christ has set us free. Thanks be to God. Amen.